and walk. We can walk on in Him. This song we're going to do now is "I've Got My Mind Made Up, I'm Going Home." Amen. I've got my mind made up, I'm going home. I've got my mind made up, I'm going home. Got my mind made up, I know that God will fill my cup. Got my mind made up, I'm going home. I'm going home, going home. My mind's made up, I'm going home, going home, going home. Child of God, do you know you're going home? I got my sword and shield, I'm going home. I got my sword and shield, I'm going home. Got my sword and my shield to that old devil, I won't yield. Got my sword and shield, I'm going home. I'm going home, I'm going home,
going home.
My mind's made up, I'm going home, going home,
going home.
Child of God, do you know you're going home? Well, now I've left this world behind, I'm going home.
Yes,
I left this world behind, I'm going home. I've left this world behind in my heart and in my mind. Left this world behind, I'm going home. Going home,
going home,
going home,
going home.
My mind's made up, I'm going home. Going home,
going home,
child of God, do you know we're going home? Well, I've left Egypt behind, I'm going home. Yes, I've left Egypt behind and I'm going home. I have left Egypt behind, promised land is on my mind. Left Egypt behind, I'm going home. Going home,
going home,
my mind's made up, I'm going home,
going home,
going home,
going home.
Child of God, do you know you're going home?
Got my mind made up. Nothing in this world worth turning around to see. Got my mind made up and I'm going home. Amen. Thank God for the victory, the blessings, and the sweet anointing of the Spirit of God. Amen. And we thank you for tuning in, all those on 1400 AM, all those on WGFC, 1030 out of Floyd, Gospel Voice Radio of the Blue Ledge Highlands. We appreciate all the folks over there. And all those on WNLB, the World Wide Web, we appreciate you and appreciate you tuning in, appreciate the comments and emails and letters and different things that we get. We thank you for all of that. Thank you for your support to the broadcast. We don't solicit really for funds, but we say from time to time, funds is needed to keep the work of God continuously going on. And we thank you, the ones that do support. And if you want to support us, we appreciate that also. I want to minister for a few minutes this morning on a thought. It comes out of the Word of God in 1 Kings. And we start along in about verse 30. Let's see. Let me back up. I may not be. Yeah, verse 30. 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 30. And let's go to the Lord in prayer and join with me, and let's ask God to move and anoint. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for that keeping power, sustaining power. And God, we ask you, Lord, to reach out today. Those that are downhearted, let them be encouraged. Those that are suffering, let them be relieved from their suffering. Those in pain and anguish would be touched by the mighty hand of God. Let people call upon you and know that you're the only true and living God. And you are our only way, our only hope. And God, in the name of Jesus, anoint this message as it go forth and not return back void. But accomplish wherein therein you have appointed it to do. And let that mighty anointing, the holy unction of God, let it touch it and be upon it this day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. I want to preach a message today, repairing the altar. And I want to use a section of scripture out of 1 Kings. Here is where the story of how that Elijah called down the fire. And we could spend a week's revival on this section of scripture and how that God sent the fire and answered to the man of God when he called down in verse 36. He talked about how that when he cried out to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all that thou, the things at thy word. Amen. And goes on to tell the story in verse 38. It says how the fire came down. Amen. And it fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stone and the dust and licked up the water out of the ditch. Amen. Glory to God. An all-powerful God has sent the fire. And, you know, we could get in a little bit and tell the story of how that a lot of the those that of the Jezebel's table and those of the prophets of the groves and all the different ones of how that they worked all kind of gimmicks and they used all kind of falsehoods. And it's true today, amen. You turn the TV on, you can see the gimmicks, preacher after preacher pulling their gimmicks, preaching for filthy lugre's sake when God tells us not to preach this thing for filthy lugre's sake, amen. Lucre, we're not to preach it for money, we're preaching for the cause and the purpose of the gospel, amen. But as we study out this and we understand, the magnificent thing about this section of scripture is this, that they would take a bellus and a long pipe and run up under a sacrifice, and they would get off to the side and they would have somebody to pump the bellus and blow fire up through the sacrifice, you know, or through the offering. And they would claim that their God had sent the fire. That's the reason God had this man, a man of God, to put four barrels of water three times, one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost, so that anybody that was of a gainsay looking at this thing and said, well, that's just some of them old skeptics, that's just some of them old, you know, the skeptics and all that would just say, that's just something they're pulling, you know. And they would have all this skepticism and the what was going on. But God made sure that they knowed it was wet. How many know wet wood don't burn? Amen. And God knew, amen, all the skepticism, all the things that was going to be said and done, so he put the water on it. Amen. And this thing was drenched, and the Bible said that the water even run around in the ditch, you know, filled up the ditch. And then when God's man began to pray and call for the fire, he came down and consumed the wet sacrifice offering. Amen. It caught it on fire from a fire that fell upon this thing. It burned up everything. Amen. And it consumed even the water, went down and lapped up the water and burnt the water out of the ditch. Amen. God, amen, he uses the foolish things to confound the wise. I'm going to tell you, God is an all-knowing, all-seeing God, and he knows what's going on. Amen. But as we think about this today, and I want to go back to the scripture up there. I couldn't get this close to this without covering a little understanding about how God sent the fire. But before I want to minister today on the situation before that God sent the fire. Amen. And here it came according to the word of God. And I'll back up in verse 29 and start. And it came to pass when midday was past, and that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that they were neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. Amen. Verse 28, I'll skip back a little further and cover a little more of it. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancers till the blood gushed out upon them. Now, understand, here is the condition. And I'm going to tell you something. God's always been a gentleman. He's going to let the devil have the best shot he's got to try to destroy this thing. But then he's going to come on the scene. And the Bible said the brightness of his coming is going to cause their eyeball sockets to be consumed in their head and to literally melt back into their head. Amen. Literally be consumed, amen, by the brightness of his coming. Amen. But he's going to let them have their heyday first. And the devil right now, he's having his heyday. But his time is running out, and his time is appointed. Amen. I hear the chains rattling that's going to bind him. I hear, amen, the sound of the trumpet, amen, in the background. I hear all that God has said by his word, and it's written upon the pages in the lands of my heart. It's in my spirit, in my soul, and they come too late to tell me anything else. God will be triumphant, amen, when this thing winds up. Just as he was triumphant on Mount Carmel. Just as he was triumphant, amen, for Elijah, amen. God will be triumphant for his own and his elect. Amen. The Bible said, what if the foundation be destroyed? Amen. What if the righteous be forsaken and the foundation be destroyed? I read the book and God said, God forbid, for the foundation standeth sure. We're anchored on the rock that's higher than I, the rock that the builder Jew rejected, that has now become the chief cornerstone, and that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I'm telling you today, amen, God will be triumphant, amen. Glory to God. If you want to be on the winning side, get on God's side. Amen. I don't care what the gainsayer's got to say. I don't care what the Johnny Come Lately's got to say. I don't care what this one says or that one says. I'll go by the book. And the book says, amen, that we're going to be triumphant in him. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. He endured the cross, the suffering, and the shame. And on the third day, just like he said, he rose again. And that same resurrection power is in the bosom of the body of Christ. And on that resurrection day, we shall be caught up to be with the Lord. Amen. And God will triumph again. Amen. Glory to God. You'll have the battles of Gog and Magog. You'll have the Armageddons. You'll have all of them rise against, amen, and they'll come against Israel, and they'll come against God, amen, and they'll come to the till the blood runs up to the bridles of the horses. But I'm going to tell you something. God will still have his hour, and he will be triumphant, amen, in that hour. Glory to God. I want to be on the winning side. Glory to God. And there's only one winning side. There's no mediocre. There's no in between. There's only one winning side. You got to be on God's side. Not halfway. Not just to have your foot in. Amen. Not just dabbling around in it. But go ahead and take the plunge and say, God, here I am. I want all of you and all of me. Amen. Glory to God. I want the fullness of your power and your anointing. Amen. And I want it in my bosom, so that all of you is in all of me. And I want to be triumphant with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, still looking to the thought, repairing of the altar. After this crowd had stomped down the altar, cut themselves, blood gushing out of them, their voices was gone for hollering at their false gods. Amen. It come time for the evening sacrifice. Amen. It come God's time. Amen. You've got to learn something and learn it well. If you're going to win for God, you got to endure the fight. It's like whipping a big bully. You got to wait around to get the right licks in. Amen. And that's the way you are with God. You got to wait and be patient. In your patience possess you your souls. Amen. I've asked God on things that he give me a season for, and I said, God, how long? He said, until. Amen. Until. Amen. How long are we going to fight this fight? Until. How long are we going to endure the suffering of this thing? Until God moves triumphantly, and he will move in your situation. Amen. If you give it to him. The problem with most people is they won't give it to God. They won't give their battle to God. I have people ask me, well, Brother Good, what are you going to do about this? I said, I don't know. Amen. I'm dumb as a box of rocks when it comes answering something I don't know. Amen. I don't know. So many preachers has got to always think they got to have the answer to everything. And I'm sorry, we don't have the answer to everything. But God does. And if we sit at his feet, if we walk with him, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, he will come through victoriously. You can trust me on that. Amen. Bible says a fire show in the flesh won't get the job done. A lot of preachers is a fire show in the flesh, but they can't get the job done. The only thing that'll get the job done is the anointing. Amen. I don't care how elegant I might speak. Amen. Paul said, amen, my speech, my words, they was not enticing, amen, of man's speech or man's figure of speech. Amen. But it was of the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost are what will set you free from your habits. It'll set free from your sins. It'll give you the power to climb the mountain. It'll give you the power to overcome. Amen. I'm talking about the unction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. You can't use God for a spare tire. Amen. Inspect, amen, everything to be rosy. Glory to God. You got to use him as your main drive wheel. Amen. You got to say, God, amen. God, I'm walking with you. Amen. You're in control. Amen. I get glimpses. I got a little glimpse today. Amen. I'll just sit on it a few days. Amen. See what happens. Amen. Glory to God. But I got a little glimpse of some things God wants me to do pretty near in the future. Amen. And I'll just sit on it. Amen. And say, okay, God, when you're ready, I'm ready. Amen. What are you telling God? Amen. Isaiah, after he'd been touched off the cold altar of God, he said, God, here I am. Send me. Amen. Before God touched him, he was a man said, woo! If you're still making excuses for working for God, you need a touch from the coal of the altar of God. Amen. If you're still sitting back in your seam right backslidden, hard-hearted way, you need a touch from the coal of the altar of God. You need him to touch you. And you'll be like Isaiah, Lord, here I am. Send me. Amen. How long? Till the land become utterly desolate. We got a job to do. Amen. We got a purpose. I ministered on that here just the other week. Amen. Little shepherd boy, amen, when he said, is there not a cause? There is a cause. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the cause and the purpose. Amen. But now after the altar, the Bible said they stomped around there until they busted the altar plumb down. Amen. And it come time for the evening sacrifice, and I caught these words, and I caught them loud and clear. And in most cases, the Word of God has a dual meaning. It has a dual meaning in this understanding. It has a dual meaning in the fact that it was talking about maybe what was going on at that day. But it also is talking what's going on in our day. That's a dual meaning in that sense. It also has a physical sense, and it has a spiritual sense. Many, many, many scriptures in the Word of God, we take them literally, physically, and that is correct. That was written for that. But we dig a little deeper, amen, and we find out that God has a spiritual reason why they're put there. And I've always believed, ever since God's anointing quickened me on this verse many, many years ago, I've always believed that God had a dual meaning of this understanding here. Amen. In verse 30, that's our text verse. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. Listen to the last part of that verse. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. If you want revival in this land, you're going to have to repair the altars. If you want revival in your homes, you have to repair the altar. You want revivals in a church, you're going to have to repair the altar. Now, he physically had to rebuild it and repair it. Amen? That is the physical understanding of that verse. But if we dig a little deeper and we go a little deeper, we see there's a spiritual understanding. Too long, churches have replaced, it's called a spirit of complacency. They have replaced prayer meeting with bingo parties, with potluck suppers. Oh, our church, we really have a lot of fundraisers, you know. My son tells me the story of calling and asking a preacher to help him go help a man that was wiped out on alcohol and was almost suicidal, and the preacher said, I can't go. I'm too busy. I have a fundraiser. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. If we want to move in the Holy Ghost, we're going to have to repair the altar. We're going to have to get rid of the fundraisers. We're going to have to get rid of the fried buy sales and the bake sales. Amen. We're going to have to get rid of all the junk and the pollution that we brought on the altar. And we're going to have to go back to our prayer bones. We're going to have to go back to God and say, God, we want revival. We want the Holy Ghost to fall. We want people dancing and shouting under the power of God. Amen. Shouting used to be not a exclusive for the Pentecostals. And it's few and far between Pentecostal churches you find that still shout. Amen. The Baptists used to shout. The Methodists used to shout. Amen. The Presbyterians used to shout. Amen. And about only place the Baptist, the Methodist, and the Presbyterian doing any shouting is probably at the ball game. Amen. We need to go back to the old landmarks and the old standards. Amen. We took prayer out of school. A lot of churches have took prayer out of the church. Amen. But if we want to have revival, and if we want the fire of God, we've got to condition ourselves, and we got to repair our altars. Because when the man of God, Elijah, repaired the altar, and he minded the things. I've always been a detailed person. People, I drive people crazy. I mean, I literally, some people, I drive them off the rocker. Well, what did he think? That don't mean no difference. We're living in a day, and I deal with a lot of young people, and I work with a lot of younger people, and 9 out of 10 of them, you can't tell them 3 things in a row, and they ever remember them. They no use to waste your breath giving somebody instructions, because they don't, you know, they either got their phone in their hand getting a text message, or they talking to somebody, or they trying to get a video game going. Amen. I'm telling you something today. Amen. You have got to be a detailed person if you ever get anywhere with God. I'm convinced if the man of God, it has said, well, that old water's heavy. He had somebody getting him some water. Oh, man, a barrel of water. Oh, man. We got one of them up here. I tell you, we ain't going to be able to get them other 3 up here. And the man of God said, well, you go ahead and dump that on it. Maybe it'll do. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. If it went back a second time and maybe got a barrel that time, and they said to the man of God, well, I tell you, buddy, we told you that water's heavy. We got another one up here, but, buddy, that's all we can do today. We throwing in the towel on it. And they dumped another barrel on the second time. And the man of God stood up and started praying, amen, I'm granting you one thing. There wouldn't have been no fire on that sacrifice. God meant four barrels of water three times. He didn't mean this, that, or the other. He meant what he said, amen. And I believe it took that to do it. I'll give you another example. They was down there at Jericho, amen. And how many times did they had to march, amen? I think he had to march seven times, didn't he? Amen. And he marched around them walls. All right, when they got through marching, amen, they had to, in a certain march, they had to give a shout. Amen. If they'd have been a bunch of dry hides that day and said, well, boy, we ain't in the mood to shout, the walls had still been standing. You got to understand, if you get somewhere with God, you got to clean your ears out. Amen. You got to get your spiritual ears and your physical ears cleaned out and hear what the voice of God is saying and abide by it and go forth to do what he tells you to do. Amen. And when you do so, God will move. Amen. I've been on a project for 4 years. Amen. Take a pickup truck to haul away the shoes I've wore out in 4 years. Amen. Wear them out little from the inside. Some of them wouldn't last 90 days. Some of them wouldn't last 3 weeks. You go buy a brand doc. This Dr. Scholl's, I mean, I couldn't get a week out of some of them. Supposed to be the best made. Amen. You walk 15, 20 miles some days. Amen. And it'll wear a shoe out. Amen. But anyway, I said to God several times, God, you know, how long, man, this year? Man, I got other things I'd like to be doing. Amen. He said, until. Amen. Well, I spoke it several years back while I was in the heat of what I had to do. Somebody asked me, said, well, what are you going to do? I said, when God gives me the signal, shoof, this is gone. Amen. For those that are in the service today, you can go out there on Jackie's desk as you pass by our desk, and there's a purple flyer out there. And if you want to pick that up, that's the, you know, that's the taking care of that phase. And that phase is done forevermore, and we move on to something greater and something else. But I grant you one thing, I had to go through that hurdle. I grant you one thing, if I get to see the victories on the other side of that thing, I had to go through that four-year hurdle. Amen. I had to put up what I had to put up with. I had to go through what I had to go through with. I had to do what I had to do. But I wait till you see. Wait till you see. God's a triumphant God. Wait till you see God begin to move in some other avenues. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. According to the Word of God, we've got to repair the altars in our lives and in the church if we want revival. God set the example here by Elijah, and the fire came down. If you want fire on your sacrifice, you want fire on your commitment, you're going to have to be obedient. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing on your word. We thank you, Lord, that you are keeping us, and Lord, that you are moving. And God, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ that you are going to be victorious in every avenue that your word is spoken. God, heal to the uttermost, save, set free, and deliver is our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.